8. Building a collaborative relationship where young people feel understood and experience control. Building a collaborative relationship with the young person is, in a sense, the purpose of engaging. To do so, it is essential to work from where the young person is at and understand that they often come to services with preconceptions that influence their willingness to engage. These preconceptions are shaped by their previous experience with services, including your own, other practitioners, and their beliefs about what it means to be a client. Most clients of youth AOD services, particularly those who are younger, tend to be strongly invested in the notion that for them, using substances is an active choice over which they are able to maintain control. This has proven to be the case even when AOD use is closely connected with highly problematic life experiences. This means that for some young people, needing help from a youth AOD service is experienced as a humiliating evidence of failure in self-management. It is unsurprising then that young people who most often become clients of youth AOD services tend to prioritise being listened to and understood, as well as the feeling that they have some control over the therapeutic process. As such, the therapeutic practice elements below all suggest an approach that is egalitarian, where practitioners position themselves as helpers rather than experts. Harsh exclusion policies for disruptive behaviour and focusing too much on the past and assigning blame work against the formation of collaborative relationships. The consequences set for clients who transgress boundaries or break rules should be designed to build their capacity to better understand and learn to live within those boundaries and others they may encounter in the future.